Corbyn suspended, Hugo says workers need a fighting political voice. Many Unison members will be shocked at the news that Keir Starmer has suspended Jeremy Corbyn and removed the Labour whip from him. In order to win the Labour leadership, Keir Starmer tried to dress up in some of Corbyn's clothes, claiming he wanted unity in the party. 6 months later, he has suspended Jeremy Corbyn from Labour membership. This confirms the position I have argued for in this general secretary election, that Unison needs an independent fighting political voice. I'm the only candidate in the election to have said we should only use our members' money to politically back those who back us and the policies we stand for. And it shows the other candidates are completely out of touch with the mood of members and what we need. Why is it that MPs who vote for benefit cuts are welcome in Keir Starmer's Labour Party? Why is it that those who voted for cuts in councils and for privatization of public services or for the right of state agents to commit crimes while spying on trade unionists and socialists are welcome in the Labour Party, as are those who campaigned for a hostile environment for migrants? Jeremy Corbyn, who as Labour leader in 2017 achieved the biggest increase in a general election for any party since 1945, is not antisemitic. Antisemitism must of course be taken seriously and combated, and all other forms of racism. This, however, is a cynical attempt to use false accusations of antisemitism to attack the left. Starmer has laid down a clear challenge to the trade union movement. The choice is clear: accept having no party that represents the interests of the working class majority, or stand up and fight. If I was General Secretary of Unison, I would immediately contact Unite and other trade unions to call a conference of the workers' movement inside and outside of the Labour Party to fight this attack and to discuss how to ensure workers have a political vehicle that does fight for their interests. In the midst of the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, with unemployment spiraling and children going hungry, a mass socialist voice, including at the ballot box, is desperately needed. If this step is not taken from the top, there will be many workers and young people who will be prepared to do so anyway. Unison branches should be allowed to support them. Not a penny more to cutters and privatizers.